Brandon, how does your offense change without Jay Cutler?
It doesn't. You want more?
Yeah, actually.
Well, you know, we call it our science, so our football doesn't change regardless of injury or, you know, personnel. You know, we're always staying within our offense. You know, the science of our football is, you know, the ball's supposed to go in a flat versus cover three on a particular play, then that's where it's going to go. If it's cover two and it's linebacker drop underneath the deep ball, we're going to throw it underneath. If he bites up, we'll throw it deep. So that's how our offense is, and I think that's how it is across the league. And, you know, now that Josh is in there, you know, it's still the same thing.
How is the offense different from last year, from the scheme in previous years?
Totally different. You know, last year was a mix of what we used to do in Denver, the Coach Shanahan scheme, you know, having Jeremy Bates. And Jeremy Bates, you know, he worked a lot with Gruden, so we had some of his schemes in. But the running game, I think, was Coach Tice's. So we were a little bit all over the place and trying to make things work. This year, it's night and day. You know, both are good offenses, I think, but I think we're having more success here because we're playing together as a team. Everyone knows where they're supposed to be. And like I said, our football is never going to change in any situation.
Brandon, since the first game, Packers gave up a ton of yards to Anquan Boldin in that opener, and then since then, you know, the number one receiver for the other team hasn't really had big numbers. And I'm wondering, as you've been watching tape, have you seen them doing things to really try to take that guy out?
Well, for me, it never changes. You know, I can watch a ton of film, you know, throughout the week. And whatever team we're facing, you know, they're definitely going to – they're probably going to do something different to take me out of the game. You know, it's just – I guess that's what comes with success. So I'm expecting them to, you know, definitely do something to take me out of the game. And if that's the case, you know, we have guys that's really doing some damage. You know, Alshon Jeffrey, he's actually leading us in receiving yards. So that says a lot there. And Martellus Bennett, you know, he's a beast. So, you know, if they're going to take me out, then we have guys that can really hurt them. And it's going to be tough, though.
I assume you find that every week, but there's still ways to get you open, right, even in double coverage and moving you around and things?
Yeah, of course. There's always ways, you know, to get guys open who faces a lot of role coverage or different schemes, double coverages. But with us, you know, we're not going to force it to me, and I think it's been working for us. Now we just got to continue to get some wins. We got to get some wins with some of our success and some of our progress.
Is this a must-win game for the Bears?
No. No. I mean, the reason why I say that is because we approach every game the same. You know, every game is important. You know, our team doesn't panic. You know, we didn't panic last week when Jay went down, and I think we probably had a better second half than we did the first half with him, you know, in there. So this is a resilient bunch. And I think we face adversity, you know, pretty well.
You know, you kind of went down this road a minute ago, but Green Bay's had, you know, relatively speaking, has had some success against you. Do you think Mark's system maybe gets you in a better position to combat what Green Bay's going to do?
Well, I don't know where you get that from. I go back to Denver days when Al Harris was there. I had some, you know, I had a good game, made some big plays, even though it was a tough matchup. You know, it was a lot of give and take. When I was in Miami, I think I had 100-something yards. We won a game. I think that was y'all Super Bowl year. So I don't know where you get that from, that it's been tough for me.
I did say relatively speaking, though.
Yeah. You tried to cover yourself, but it wasn't good enough.
Well,
Green Bay does a great job of taking out the number one guy. Just like you said, you know, after the first game getting torched by Anquan, you know, no other number one has, you know, put up huge numbers. So you have to look at that and respect what they do on defense. You know, they're getting better.
Brandon, you were pretty outspoken after the Redskins game about Brandon Merriweather. Were you disappointed to see his suspension dropped? And what did you think of his unrepentant comments earlier this week?
I think that would be bad journalism if we go back into the past, you know, because there's so much more, you know, to talk about now than something a few weeks ago. So I'm not even going to go back there. I don't even want you to put your name on something that is old because I don't want you to look bad. It's yellow journalism right there.
But do you think the league is doing everything they can to protect you?
I think the league is doing they're making great efforts to try to make the game safer for both sides, defense and offense.
Brandon, has Tremont Williams done the most covering you? I mean, has he been the guy you faced the most, you think?
Yeah, I mean, he switched it up. You know, the game plan was a little different from the first time we played against you guys last year in the second game. But Tremont, you know, he was pretty much following me a little bit with help over the top.
Do you kind of feel like you guys know each other's game pretty well now? You've played enough against each other?
Well, I mean, he may know my game, but I don't know his because I don't see him one-on-one. I see two guys, so I don't know what his game is.
You always see a guy over the top.
Yeah. Sucks.
What has Martellus Bennett added to your offense?
Oh, man. That's a huge upgrade for us. Now we have a guy that can do everything. You know, not only is he a great guy in the run game, but he's probably one of the best receiving tight ends in the league. So with him, you know, it makes it even tougher for guys to double me and take me out because you have a guy like him that can really carry our offense. So I'm excited to have him. He's going to add years to my career, and he's going to definitely help out our offense.